Now, verse 16 of chapter 1. And as he, who's he? Jesus. So as Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net. Say, casting a net. Do you know that they weren't sitting in the shade? Do you know that they weren't kicking back playing games? They were working. That means something. They were busy. He saw them casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen, right? They weren't lazy. They weren't waiting. They were working. Then Jesus said to them, come after me, and I will make you what? Fishers of men. He saw them doing the work and realized these people, they may not be theologians. They may not have a degree in the Torah, but they're busy. They're workers. And they'll work for the kingdom. They will become not just fishermen, but fishers of men. Follow me, right? Come after me and I will make you fishers of men. And immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. Immediately, there was no wondering, what should I do, right? Immediately. Could you please pray about this, right? He didn't even ask him to pray about it. He just said, come after me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Immediately, they set down their nets and followed Jesus. Immediately. Wow. When he had gone a little further from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets. Now, they were busy, right? They were doing something. They were fixing some nets so that they could throw them out and catch fish. They were busy. And immediately, he called them. He saw that they were busy. He saw that they were workers, and he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants. This was a man who had a business. And that business was so profitable that not only did he keep his sons busy, but he had hired servants. Now think about this. They were going to inherit that business. The father builds a business and gives it to his sons. They were going to inherit that business. And so when Jesus said, follow me, right? He called them, right? Hey, follow me. I wonder if they thought for a few moments, follow that guy or stay here and earn an awesome living. Because when daddy passes away, we now own the business with all the hired servants. There's a lot going on, right? Right? Think about some of the things that we think about when we're called by the Lord. Do I really want to give up the things that make me happy, that are displeasing to the Lord? Right? Because there are things that make us happy that are pleasing to the Lord, right? Yes, there are. But there are those things that we think about. I know for me, before I really gave my heart to Jesus, I'd heard the message. And maybe some of you had heard the message prior to receiving Christ and thought about that. I've got all these friends and we're all doing these kind of things that right now I'm enjoying, and I'm not sure I want to give up. So I won't give up yet. Maybe I'll believe him about him, but maybe it's just not time to give up yet. right? Some of us say that we will follow Jesus, but there are areas of our lives that we won't quite give up. Like maybe I'll listen to Oprah and learn about relationships. Or maybe sexual relationships I can learn from GQ magazine or People magazine. Oh, okay. That's what some of us do, right? We read those things and we think, oh, wow, yeah, they've got a great life. Or maybe our finances. Rather than give to the Lord, we read Wall Street Journal or Fortune 500 and say, that's going to help me understand how to better take care of my finances. So I'll follow Jesus with this part of my life, but this part over here, I know better. What's that say? What's that say?
All in.
What's that say?
All in.
I just want to be sure you were all in. Actually, I want to be sure you could read. All in, right? Are we all in or are we some in? Yeah, mostly in. I've got my right side in, but my left side, not quite yet. Immediately, he called them and they left their father Zebedee in the boat. He was in the boat, probably mending the net with them. Dad was part of the business, along with the hired help. And they went after him. Dad, love you, but there's a higher calling. Right? Love you, Dad. Thank you for everything, but there's a higher calling. They were both martyred in the end. We know the story. The end of the story is they were both martyred. They could have avoided that if they would have just listened to Dad. Because I'm sure Dad, I'm not sure, I believe Dad might have said, hey guys, think about this. Is this a wise career move? Right? Is this really a good career move? Let's see. Temporal, eternal. What's the best career move? Temporal, eternal, right? I choose eternal. How about you?
Yeah,
eternal. A lot of times when we begin to think through what eternal choices mean, the flesh cry out, right? That in us that wants everything, give it to me all, God, I want it all, begins to cry out. Well, let's, I want to go to Luke. Luke 9. Listen to this. 57 through 62. Lord, show us. Show us what you have here. Now it happened as they journey on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. Right? Looks like you've got it all together. I'm going to follow you, Jesus, wherever you go. Now look how Jesus responds. He said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. In other words, I don't have a lot of money hanging out and I'm not living in a big mansion. I'm sleeping wherever I can. Are you ready to follow me? Think about it. He was sharing the practical. This is what my life is like. When you say follow me, are you saying I'll follow you because I see all the people around you? Or because I know that my life might be a little difficult? Then he said to another, now that person said, I'll follow you. Jesus shared, hey, this is what life is like with me. Okay, you're going to be sleeping outside. But Jesus said to someone else, follow me. He called him out, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Now, by the way, this person's dad hadn't died yet. Basically, he was saying, let me wait until my father dies so I can bury him. When we understand that, we realize that Jesus wasn't being mean. It wasn't, hey, my dad just died, I got to go bury him. Jesus said, yeah, let the dead bury the dead. That's not what happened. It was, when my father dies, let me bury him. Could that be a week? Could that be a month? Could that be years? That's why Jesus responded. He said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. Right? You preach the kingdom of God. And that was a good thing, right? This guy had a good idea, right? I want to be around for my dad. But will you allow your dad to choose your life for you? Or will you follow me? And that didn't mean hating dad. You hear that? It's important. 61. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you. All right, let's go. But listen to what he says. But let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. So there's something going on at his home. There's a lot of people. Maybe a party happening. Hey, let me go back over there and tell them what I'm doing. Now think about this. As a young believer, it was difficult for me to let go of my lifestyle. So much so that when I came to Christ, I still wanted to be around the people that I partied with, thinking that they might come to Christ by my example. And that has happened. But for me, my friends mocked me. They taunted me, made fun of me. I stuck out with them for 6 months. Didn't falter, didn't go back, but I could have. And I've had friends that have gone back to that. Jesus was saying, don't do that. Be careful. And he gives this example. It says, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, you might have wondered, what is this over here? It's about the best plow I could find in Redlands. Yeah. Matter of fact, I got it. When you go to Mill Creek, tell them thank you for the sermon illustration. But I did have to fix it. It was a little broken apart, so I got to do that. This is really a hand plow. That's why there's a wheel in front, but this back goes into the dirt. Now, if I had a horse in front of me, wrapped around me, and this, that horse would be pulling, and this plow would be digging into the ground, making a straight path. That's what they wanted. They'd look ahead and see a marker and go towards that marker, get to the end, turn around, and do the same thing. Look at a marker. They wanted straight rows. Jesus is saying, stay focused. Hey, Brian, you want to help me? No? Okay. I was just going to give you an opportunity to work this funky plow without going into the carpet. That might have been hard. Would someone like to be a volunteer? Raise your hand. Oh, right over here. Okay. So this is what I want you to do. Hold on to that.
First time I'm going to be a farmer.
Yeah. Okay, hold on to that. And I want you to use me as your guide. Right? Yeah. But you got to pick it up. Don't scrape the carpet. It'll cost you too much. I know. You're going to pick it up. I want you to just come towards me. Look at me, and I want you straight. I know, the wheel's kind of weak on that. Straight. All right. Good job. Okay, take that back and use the podium. And I want you to just go straight. All right. Look at that. What a line. Now turn around. Yeah, I know you're natural. Now I want you to come this way, but I want you to look back. I want you to look at the... Yeah. Just look back. Don't look. Just look back. Look back. Keep looking back. Keep looking back. Keep looking back. Keep looking back. Man, that was not a straight line. That you were like all over. So you're not fired, but that was a good example. So what happens is if we're always looking behind us. Thank you, kind sir. I'll put that over here. Yeah. Bravo, bravo, bravo. If we're saying, I'll follow you, Jesus, but we're, I sure miss. I really want, that's, right? We're doing that. We're not following Jesus. Matter of fact, in the military, there's an instructor that teaches the soldiers, especially in World War II, how to get through a minefield. And they've got to follow the footsteps of the person that went ahead of them, right? You stay within their footsteps because their footsteps are going to be safe. What's called the point man is the one in the very front, and he is checking to find the mines. And as he's going up, he feels one over here, so he's going to go this way. The people behind him have to follow exactly in his footsteps, right? Point man. Jesus is our point man, right? He's gone through life, and he's avoided the mines. You and I go through life, and we step on the mines, right? And we get blown up. Jesus said, follow me, right? Follow me. Follow my footsteps. Now, church, how do we follow Jesus? What's the best way to follow him?
Reading the word,
right? Every day. Come on, sister. I know Jesus by knowing his word. So I know what's best for my life. And if I use this as my stepping stone, right? My point man is right here. And I use the scriptures as my point man, I am not going to step on a landmine. The problem is, we begin to look at other people and see what they have and want what they have. And sometimes we even try to get what they have the way they got it without Jesus. And we end up stepping on landmines. Jesus said, no one having put his hand to the plow, in other words, no one having said, Jesus, I'll follow you, and looking back, is worthy for the kingdom of God. Ouch. There'll be landmines. If I look back, I'm not going to be following Jesus. If I say, oh, I just, let me just try that one more time, Lord. I'll just do it once more. Have you ever heard someone, or have you ever said, one more time and I'm done? Right? Right? One more time and I'm done. It's kind of like the old Frito-Lay's commercial. Bet you can't eat just one, right? One more time. How often does that one more time become two, become three, become four, right? And the more we do it, whatever that is, right? Whatever we're saying just one more time, the more we do that, the more desensitized we become to that thing. And pretty soon, it's Jesus plus. Whatever that thing is. And I'm okay because God loves me no matter what. I'm safe. That's what we say, right? We rationalize and we say, I'm okay because I've done this all these times and Jesus still answers my prayer. Jesus is still with me, so he must be okay with that. Come on. And then something happens because we have built a habit that is contrary to God's word. Something happens in our lives, and then we cry out and say, where are you, God? Why do you do this to me? Do you see how foolish that is? When in fact, you didn't follow the steps of Jesus and you ended up on a landmine because you got used to doing something your way. It's not just you, it's me, right? I do the same thing. Right? We tend to look back and one more time. Let's end with Mark 4, 18 and 19. Parable of the soils, seeds, whatever you want to say. I say a parable of the soils or the heart, different hearts. But listen to this, 18, 19. Here's the one that was sown among thorns. And here's Jesus giving the interpretation of the seed that's sown among the soils where there's thorns, the weeds, they come and choke it out. Here's the interpretation of that. Now, these are the ones sown among the thorns. They're the ones who hear the word. I hear it. Oh, good word, Lord. And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things, entering in, one more time, Lord, it's okay. Entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now listen to that. It becomes unfruitful. So fruit was beginning, right? It just didn't come to maturity. Fruit was beginning in this life because they heard the word. Then all of a sudden, they were unfruitful. Why? Because the cares for other things, right? Oh, I'm going to set my plow down. Let me go check this out. Or maybe, right? I'm going to plow another area right now, right? The cares. Now, are riches bad? No, they're not bad. Notice that what he says is the deceitfulness of riches. Greed, right? Me. Deceitfulness of riches. Do you notice that our desires aren't always bad, but he focuses on the word and the desire for other things. Other things that aren't approved or accepted by the Lord, right? Other things. Let's make a choice today to be all in and follow Jesus in his steps. You can avoid the landmines of life by following who? Jesus, right? Our point man. He's gone before. He has suffered. He's gone through everything we've gone through, but he made it without stepping on the landmines. So I want to follow him so that I know that as I go through life, I'm going to go through difficulties and so will you, right? I'm going to have temptations and trials will come. But as long as I stay in the footsteps of Jesus, I'm going to be able to avoid the landmine, those things that want to destroy me, and so will you, right? And so today, you know, we started out with just an empowered time of worship, of just saying, Lord, here I am, thank you, you're holy, you're wonderful, you're awesome. Is he?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Is there anyone like him?
No.
Okay, you said it. I agree. Let's make a difference today. Let's choose today to follow Jesus, follow in his footsteps. Let's be all in. Let's pray as the worship team comes up. Lord, it is our desire to be in your footsteps. Lord, would you be our point man? I guess it's better to say, Lord, would we allow you to be our point man? Because you really are. You're the point man. You're the one that's already gone through life avoiding the mines. Lord, can we walk in your footsteps? And I believe the only way for us to do that, Lord, is to be filled with your Spirit. So, Lord, today I pray that you would just flood this place. Holy Spirit, flood this place with your presence. Fill us up. Enable us to recognize our need for you. May we not look back, but look forward. Use you as our guideline. We need you, Lord. We need you in our life. We want you to be Lord and Savior. The one in control. I thank you, Father, for this incredible opportunity today. Answer the cries of our heart. Make us more like you. If that's your desire today, talk to Jesus. Tell Jesus, I want you to be my point man. I want you to follow the Father and me to follow you. Jesus said, I do what I see the Father doing. If we follow in his footsteps, we'll be doing what the Father does. That would be incredible. Lord, make us a church of people that are all in and that follow Jesus because he follows you. We thank you for this now. And we pray it in the wonderful, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And everyone said...